You're listening to SBS News.
Hewan Hoogesteger lives off the grid in northwest Sydney. After saving money and experiencing environmental benefits, he became inspired to help other Australians cut down on their energy use too. He now runs a commercial solar installation company and says demand for renewables is soaring.
Since we started in 2011, we've generally had around about 80 to 100% growth year on year in terms of our business. So it's been a good fun ride.
While many industries across the country have been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic, Mr. Hoogesteger says his business has been largely unaffected.
We can basically say to any of our customers, we will always be able to beat your energy bill. So it's already a sensible financial decision. It lasts a very long time, so whatever you do now paves the way for your future. And more broadly for the Australian context, renewable energy is driving the cost of energy down.
A new report by the Climate Council found switching to solar and wind could also lead to a brighter future for Australian workers. Its economic modelling found more than 76,000 new jobs could be created in large-scale renewable energy farms, ecosystem restoration and public transport construction. Climate Council board member Sam Mostyn says one-third of jobs require minimal training.
These are the jobs that Australia can be proud of. They're ready to go now. They require very little in the way of reskilling, and they help build resilience and confidence in our community.
Nearly half of the proposed job opportunities are in regional areas, including bushfire-hit communities in New South Wales and Victoria. Andrew Charlton from economic advisory firm Alpha Beta says local, state and federal government funding is needed to make the jobs a reality.
It creates jobs today. Secondly, it catalyses private sector investment. And third, it creates the infrastructure and path towards a clean energy future. That's a great way to spend taxpayers' money to support the economy now and solve some of our biggest long-term challenges.
But Mr. Hoogesteger says approval processes are too slow and he is urging authorities to fast-track more solar projects.
You know, we want to employ more people, we want to get more work done. Let us go do that by opening up or putting more resources into allowing us to go and do that.
The federal government says it's committed to reducing emissions and has invested $10 billion into more than 670 clean energy projects. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.